So, you see any good cat videos on the web lately?
Nope. Only disgusting ones.
Oh, hey, man. God.
Welcome back this week with Talk Nerdy to Me. We're going to be talking about don't F with cats.
F, and I guess it's got the little Q-bert signs for cussing.
Yeah.
With cats.
With cats, yeah. Don't F with cats. It
popped up right at the top of Netflix.
Yeah. And, it was a... Man, that's... Okay, so this is...
Not what I thought.
No, it really isn't what I thought. Oh, my God.
I was thinking, it's going to be a bunch of little cat video cute things.
Not at all. Yeah, that was... whole premise of Don't F with Cats is...
Exactly that.
Yeah.
They don't bury the lead at all.
No, that's rule zero. You do not... F with cats.
The internet was made for two reasons.
Yeah.
Cat videos.
Yeah.
And porn.
Yeah.
That's
and then you have furries, which is a mixture of both, so.
Well, yeah, there's hybrids.
Rule 47, right?
Rule 66.
Yeah.
Order 66.
That's Order 66. Well, that's a Rule 47 of Order 66 also. That's a whole nother thing.
So anyway, this.
It's like a three-part series. They're about an hour each.
I thought it was fake when I started to watch it, but then I looked it up, and no.
Yeah, no, this is a real thing.
Yeah.
So the whole concept is there's this person online videotaping themselves murdering cats. Okay, so this is a messed up, like this is like a To Catch a Predator kind of thing. This is a messed up thing, and I was like, okay, I'm kind of curious because there was a friend of mine says, oh, you should go watch it. It's really neat. And I watched it and I start watching it. And then I start like, I thought, first of all, I thought they were going to show the video and I stopped it. I stopped it. And this was like about a week ago and I stopped it. I was like, I can't watch this. I can't watch this guy do this to these cats. And I stopped it and I had to look online. And I literally typed in, does Don't F With Cats actually show the video? And they're like, no, it doesn't show it.
It shows a lot of it, though.
It does show, yeah, it shows enough. Did you see that teacher that showed him that three-part documentary in the class?
What?
Yeah, and it messed these kids up.
Like high school, elementary?
I think it was like middle school.
Even college, it'd be kind of a screwed up class.
I mean, I'm 39 years old, and it messed me up.
Yeah, it's part of that whole true crime series they're doing.
Yeah.
And they did it pretty well because I couldn't, after I started, I had to see all three of them. I didn't realize it was a three-parter.
Yeah.
At the end, next one, it says, play next episode. I was like, episode?
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. I thought it was like, I actually just said like an hour and a half long or 2 hour long documentary. No, it's just a 3-part miniseries, which I don't mind. But the only thing is, so this miniseries is pretty much how these internet people are trying to find this dude. And this dude pretty much just videotapes himself killing cats.
That's where he starts.
That's where he starts. That's not where he ends, but man, that's where it starts.
That's his gateway. Yeah.
So it's pretty much like a Facebook group was made and stuff like that on trying to find this guy. And they pretty much like almost narrowed it down to the city and...
Yeah, well, in the beginning, they kind of went with the lynch mob mentality.
Yeah.
And they had the wrong guy.
Yeah, and that guy killed himself.
Yeah, they missed... He threw him off the trail.
Yeah.
He was smart enough to put in some false stuff and... They bit, and sure enough, the dude was already suffering from depression.
Yeah,
and
but I mean, that's
hate and death.
Oh,
threats.
But the thing is, that's what happens when you're a troll and people find you. Yeah, and he was like in some Namibia or something like that in Africa or something.
Some weird place.
He's a white dude, too. And I was like, wow.
So,
but it was pretty much, it's this whole group trying to find this one guy who pretty much, what he did is. He took like a Ziploc bag and took a vacuum cleaner.
It was one of those bags you can buy. Like,
yeah, it's like a space saver.
Like on QVC.
Yeah, it's a space saver. So what they did is it sucks the air out, and that's what he did to these cats.
Suffocated.
And these people lost their shit pretty much, and they said, we need to find this. And they had this group all set up, and apparently the guy was in the group, which was crazy.
Yeah, because he was antagonizing them.
Yeah, he was like, he was what they call it, sock puppets. So,
yeah,
he was pretty much just making these Facebook accounts, dropping this video, and then leaving.
Yeah, the dude was so vain, he even made his own fanbook.
Yeah, his fan pages, and not just fan pages. But,
and then went on his own fan pages with his fake accounts.
Yeah, and it was like, I was like, intro to himself. Photoshopping 101.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, yeah, you could see that a mile away.
Yeah, it was, the guy had an issue. I mean, he grew up. I read a little bit of the background. They didn't tell you in the documentary, but yeah. His dad was a little messed up in the head too. Mm. The mom was pretty much not any help.
Yeah, I mean, the mom was all like, "This guy is a certified nut job, right?" And he said that that this guy
Manny Lopez
forced him to do all this stuff.
But nobody ever could find anything about this guy, Manny Lopez.
Yeah, and
he said that Manny had called him. There was no phone records.
Yeah, and he's he did like fake police reports and stuff like that. Like, this guy was out of there, and this guy, all he wanted to be was famous.
Yeah,
that's all he wanted to be. He was like a male model in Canada. God, what was his name? Luca
Rocco Magnota.
Magnota. Yeah, something crazy.
That wasn't his the name he was born with. He legally changed it to that.
Yeah, but you know, so I mean, this is one of those things where, you know, where fame. This guy wanted to be famous no matter what, and he did this stuff on the internet, and he posted it online, and people start getting after him.
There was really two main ones that were doing good. Yeah. The rest were just running around like chickens with their heads cut off.
And pretty much. Well, had no like, yeah, the cybersecurity lady from Vegas, and then some guy from LA. Those were the two main people, but yeah, they were sleuths. They were sitting here like they found out like the pack of cigarettes he was smoking. Yeah. They found out.
I always used to laugh like on CSI when they say, "Oh, he had a specific type of dirt on his shoe that only comes from this one section."
Yeah, exactly.
Of the
stuff. Yeah.
And I used to laugh at that, but that's exactly what they were doing. Oh, you know, these pack of cigarettes with that branding only is sold in
North America. Yeah.
And I was like, "Well, I got to quit laughing at CSI now."
And then they found out what kind of the vacuum cleaner that he used.
Yeah, it was only sold in a specific area.
In North America. Yeah, so everybody was saying, "Oh, he's Russian," and the guy who actually filmed the thing put a voiceover of some Ukrainian talk show.
Yeah, throw him off the scent. Pretty hard on the misdirection.
Yeah, I mean, so it was. It was one. You know what that reminded me of? Inside Man. Have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah.
Where they put the little they put that tape recording in the pizza box of the foreigners talking stuff like that. But you know, that's one of those things where. You know, psychos. He's straight up psycho.
Yeah. The part that gets me is, did you think that the French Interpol was pretty inept?
Oh my God. So
when you guys watch this, if you haven't yet, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I mean, this is pretty much a lot of spoiler issue because, I don't want to go too much on the spoilers because at the end, it's kind of crazy. It's like the big reveal kind of thing.
Yeah.
And like he was Kaiser Soze all the time, entire time, you know. But
French Interpol couldn't catch anyone. They had
but of course, rights. But of course, the Germans did. They found him in like 10 minutes.
Yeah. He logged onto the internet like, gotcha. Yep.
Get him. What a crazy. It was just a. It's a crazy thing to watch because then again
it caused a lot of anxiety
me. It did. It was like, man, and
every
then,
time they say, "Oh, and a new video popped up," my heart would start beating. Yeah. I'm like, "No, come on."
And then you know, he showed another video of him with a broom pole that he taped a cat to that he drowned and of course they're not showing this video. They actually blur it out.
But
you can kind of fill in the gaps and stuff like that. And I was like, "Wow, that's really messed up." And then you know, so they know who he is. They even find out kind of where he lives and stuff like that. And they're all telling him. And of course, he's Canadian.
Yeah, they still can't.
And they can't do anything.
It's weird.
And then all of a sudden, pretty much they're all like, they're giving all this information to the Toronto police and stuff like that. And they're not really doing anything. And then he progresses.
Yeah, he graduates.
He graduates to humans. And
wow.
Yeah, so he brutally ice picks some guy to death on video.
Yeah, well, he's bisexual, so he
posts on Craigslist looking for fun, looking to videotape and and then but the thing is like he cuts them up.
Yeah, well, he stayed him because they found drugs in the wine bottle.
Yeah, but still, you know, that's what he was saying. I think that's what the cop said. I hope that for him that he was sedated.
Yeah, They, like you say, dismembered him.
Yep.
Was playing with his head in the tub.
Yep. So that's the only reason they knew who it was, because they were finding. But the funny thing is, like, those cops, it's like if they would have just, like, read all the emails and stuff like that was sent to them. But you heard what they said. It's like the guy who's the main guy was on vacation.
Yeah.
So they, you know, he was sitting.
That's
like,
not a good excuse.
That's not a good excuse. You have all those tweets and emails and stuff like that. That was just like, I was like, wow, how you have a literally, you know, I mean, of course, these people are just people on the internet, and they're who can you believe? But it wouldn't. I mean, if they're when like they try to find him in Paris, they publicly outed him, and but. They followed every lead that they got there, but of course, in like Canada, where I think he went to Quebec.
Yeah, from Montreal. I think it was Toronto to Montreal.
Toronto to Montreal, because they found a new picture of him. Like these internet sleuths are pretty smart.
Yeah, the one dude was anyway.
Yeah, the one dude was really smart, and the girl was.
I didn't know you had your cameras. A lot of them put the geo.
Yeah, geo tracking.
Latin long on it.
Well, the funny thing is, I knew that from I think CNN did, or they, I think it was Vice did a thing that says, yeah, every picture you take has a geo tracking.
But I guess he washed all. You know, he took it off almost all the pictures.
Besides one.
Yeah, and that's how they.
They found him. It's crazy. I mean, like, it's scary.
Google Street View, because that's how they found him on that one.
Yeah.
Walking through the whole town.
The whole town, finding, you know, this bridge or whatever. And, yeah. Or, like, they found, like, what they said, the speedway.
Yeah, he took a picture from his balcony, and they had a gas station in the background. And
he's like, I need to find 160 of them. And then he's like, I need to find. And it's just one of those things where it's a very cool, like, it's a very long CSI episode.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. And, you know, but unfortunately, it's real. And unfortunately.
The whole thing was troubling, and I'm more troubled that I actually enjoyed watching the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm glad that you know, of course, at the end you had a conclusion. We're not going to spoil it here because that's a big conclusion at the end. But you know, you kind of get gratification. You really wish that they might have listened to those people in the group first, because this could have been avoided. But man, it was hard to watch. Like the first. Because I mean, unfortunately, so if you don't want to see like dead animals or something, don't watch it.
Yeah, they don't show it. Well, to an extreme.
They don't show it to extreme. They do show the dead.
They don't
cats
show them actually dying.
Yeah, yeah. I think
the
that was
they
probably,
show were actually already dead.
Yeah,
so.
You know, I mean, that's. But unfortunately, your brain kind of fills in the rest.
Yeah,
that's kind of messed up.
Does.
You know.
I'm not a cat fan, and it bothered me.
You know, and I don't have any problems with cats or dogs or something like that. I like them, and it's just one of those things where that when you're so mentally unstable that you think that you could get fame from that. Well, unfortunately, you know, at the end, they had that she had that PSA. It's like, well, you're kind of making him famous because you're watching this right now. So
it's that whole thing. They always say, if you'll torture and maim an animal like that, how far away are you from doing the same thing to people? And
yeah, especially all for fame.
Yeah, he
wasn't too far from it. And now he will always be lived as the butcher of Montreal or Toronto. Yeah, the butcher of Montreal, you know.
He really only killed the one human.
The one guy, yeah. But everybody was afraid.
But the way he did it.
Woo. Yeah. Yeah, that was... and then cut him up and put him in trash bags and threw him out in
played
the bag.
With the pieces.
Yeah.
He did a good job cleaning because the cops didn't see any traces in the apartment.
But unfortunately, Luminol finds everything. And they said that...
Andy Warhol when they turned on the... The black light?
No, it was like it's Luminol, so it's
it's they
like
spray it,
yeah, they spray it and it reacts because it I guess the Luminol reacts with the iron in the blood, and because since iron in the blood can't really be lifted off with bleach or anything, it can still go there. So yeah, if you like kind of the real mystery, the solving mystery kind of thing, this will be kind of right up your alley. If you like the kind of I don't know. You can't really call him serial killer. I mean,
like a true crime series.
True crime series. Yeah. I think that's what he wanted because he was really into serial killers. Because every time that he would post, like from a sock puppet account, and a sock puppet account is an account that you just make really quick to load stuff off and then you just delete it, like a Facebook account. And he was using like these sock puppet accounts, names from actual serial killers, and victims from serial killers and stuff like that.
And
so
he was big into Basic Instinct.
Yeah, Basic Instinct.
That's where he got the whole Manny thing from, supposedly.
Yeah, so it's the whole ice pick thing, killing with the ice pick. That's kind of thing. So it, like I said, it's a crazy thing, and I think it's one of those things where you'd be surprised on what it is, because I would never thought it'd be me actually watching that, but one of my friends has said, hey, you should watch it. It's kind of interesting, because I like Mindhunter and
mystery
stuff like that.
Mystery type stuff.
That's really cool. But
I had a lot of anxiety watching it, along with a lot of frustration.
Yeah. So many inept people.
Drop the ball so many times. I lost a lot of faith in the system.
Well, in the Canadian system, at least. Because, oh, my Lord.
And definitely the Paris Interpol.
Oh, my God.
French Interpol.
Like, Detective
Clouseau was in full effect over there.
Like, you literally had what he wore,
They described him to a T.
Yeah.
They had him...
A black wig with a Mickey Mouse shirt, and it was like, oh.
And they had him, and they even knew what cab he got into. And he still got away.
it's just one of those things where it's like, what are you? Is it seriously that hard? I mean, then again, like, if you ever seen the, I'm trying to think.
Another movie where they were.
No, it was, it's the appearance of force kind of thing. Or Adam Ruins Everything, where they talk about forensic stuff. He's like, only about 10-15% of it actually is forensic lead, because it's mostly all just actually police work.
Footwork, yeah.
So it's just like, but man, you have to really rely on that, because they were doing undercover stuff. But I was sitting there like, yeah, but you literally had a whole city looking for him and they couldn't find him.
Had an APB on all the news. They had the video of him that he posted doing the murder. So
yeah, it's like one of those things where that murder could have been avoided.
If you want to get away with murder, do it in France.
Yeah. Well, he did it in.
He did the murder.
He did the murder in Montreal.
But then go to France, because they're not going to just change your hotel once and
this is Interpol. So
yeah.
Yeah, just
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, they went to the. Oh no, you only stayed one night. So, but you literally had a whole night.
Yeah. What were you doing?
So you know what? I'm not going to deal with this today.
It's late. We'll
get him in the morning. Yeah. Oh my God.
But
he goes to Berlin. 10 minutes, he's done.
Yeah, he wasn't.
Germans don't mess around, man. They're efficient.
They came in force too.
Yeah. Oh my God, it was like 10 of them, and then he freaking got flown back on a, because no airline would want to take him back.
Well, would you want to be flying back from Germany and you look over? Dude in cuffs, like
with like a Hannibal mask.
Is that the dude they had on TV?
Is that the Butcher of Montreal? Is he ordering the steak?
I want to say it was good. I did watch all of it.
I did watch all of it. I saw it all in one sitting, because I was sitting like, oh, I can't stop at this now.
But I'm kind of troubled that I watched it.
That's going to kind of stick with me. Yeah, that people are out there so cruel. But then again, there's also like the dark web where mostly everything happens anyway, and it's disgusting. So, you know, that's civilization. That's kind of the dumpster of civilization. That's where fame kind of gets to people. It's like, oh, I want to be famous, but I don't really know how.
You know, I didn't really catch where did he.
It's like having a YouTube channel and not subscribing. You need to subscribe, people.
Where did
share,
he post
do
those
something.
Videos? I just thought about that, because they should
Live
have
leak.
Been. They should have been against every.
No, like 4chan, 8chan, Live Leak.
They allow you to post.
Oh yeah,
there?
Oh yeah, all the time.
Yeah, they stay away from those channels, man.
Yeah, they got, you know, really disgusting stuff on 4chan, 8chan. So
yeah, I've never been on those.
They did an AMA one time. It just kind of creeped on there, and I was like, oh, I do not want to be associated with this this website.
Yeah,
so.
Past the stuff they show, and that's acceptable.
Yep.
Stay away.
Well, that's like where they do all like the beheading stuff from like Iraq and stuff like that. That's where people upload it. Yeah,
wow.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think I give it like a 6 out of 10. If you if you don't like that kind of stuff, I just pass on it. It was a cool.
As far as documentaries go,
It wasn't bad. I kind of liked the sleuthing of it.
Part was really cool.
That how they kind of found out.
I just don't like who they were going after.
Yeah. Unfortunately, now we know the name of Luca. Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
But I like the fact that they actually caught him and he got his. He just got life. He didn't get the death sentence. So.
Because he did it in Canada.
Yeah, Canada doesn't have
the death penalty. But yeah, I think it's one of those things where. We were trying to figure out something that we wanted to talk about this week, and we both watched this, and we both were all like, okay, this might be an interesting talk about, because this is not something usually you see on this channel.
Except for 4chan, obviously, I guess.
Yeah, but like, you know, if you like this kind of stuff that we talk about that's not really comic book related or like, I don't know, it's pop culture.
It is pop culture, though.
Well, yeah. I mean...
Because that it's right. It's
not like you know, it's not like Avengers right stuff. You know,
no.
it's not like Doom Patrol.
No.
You know,
it's not
even close. But yeah, you know, if you like us talking about different kind of things, comment down below. Maybe we'll talk about something else that you guys want us to talk about. Because really, this week, man, we had nothing really to talk about. We didn't do much this week.
There wasn't a lot. Pop culture-y.
No.
Well, there were a couple trailers that came out, but
yeah, the
Bloodshot and Morbius.
The Bloodshot 2, the Morbius one. What do you think about the Morbius trailer?
I like that they stayed pretty much true to the character, except for I don't know about that part when he's in front of the cave with the bats and catches hands.
Oh yeah.
That part might be a little far-fetched, but so far it's pretty much true to the character.
Apparently a lot of people were giving it similarities to Nightcrawler from the original X-Men. Let me turn this over.
On the way he looked, or?
Oh, the way he kind of went, he did like the force, the poof of smoke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's a...
I know. The funny thing is...
A man-made vampire.
And your old shop... I remember the Morbius living vampire that you
poster
had
in the bathroom.
Poster in the bathroom. So, what'd you do with it? Is that around here?
I think we sold it.
Oh.
But yeah, it's you got to
kicking yourself now, aren't you? Yeah.
This was during the Comics Code era.
Yeah, where you can't have a vampire.
They didn't want vampires or zombies.
But
so
living vampires.
They created Zuvimbies. they had Morbius the living vampire, so he wasn't really a vampire. He was kind of a pseudo vampire.
Yeah.
I mean, even Marv Wolfman got in trouble because on the front of the cover, it was by Marv Wolfman. Like, you can't have it on there. We don't want Wolfman in there. He's like, but that's my name. It's not a character. My name is Wolfman. So, yeah, that was...
They changed your name to PlayStation 4.
That was the Comics Code back then. That's why Morbius became... Because they couldn't... They weren't supposed to be doing any of those scary vampire... zombie Frankenstein type stuff
anymore. Yeah, well, now it's all out the window.
And yeah, well, it was a self-imposed code. After a while, they're like,
need to get paid.
These are our rules. Why are we doing this willingly? Let's just tell the stories people want to hear.
Yeah, so that dropped down. The new Bloodshot 2 trailer dropped down. Bloodshot 2, I can take it or leave it. It doesn't look interesting to me.
Valiant is trying their best to get into it with Marvel.
If it
would have
been cool
DC.
Like 10 years ago with the Vin Diesel, but now he's like, I want to see something new.
I'm not sure it was... Well, the web series, the Bloodshot, they used Jason David Frank.
Mm.
If you look that up, it's Ninjak versus the Valiant Universe. Because the Valiant Universe, all those characters are pretty tightly interwoven. They all know about each other and they cross over a lot. Jason David Frank did a really good Bloodshot. I'm still on the fence about Vin Diesel...
But you gotta get that draw. The Vin Diesel fans will come out and see it. That's the whole point.
JDF's got a following too, though.
Yeah, apparently he's been drinking a lot of green Power Ranger cups on TikTok. The only reason I know that is because I saw that this morning, and your thing's blinking. I don't know why it's blinking so much.
I'm not sure. 25, 30.
It's probably shutting off soon.
Maybe it has a 26-minute timer. Maybe that's why I keep shutting off.
Anyway. Yeah. So either way, yeah, but. those are the things. I mean, we can post links down below, but you can just go find them yourself. I think that's it from us. Let's see if it's going to shut off in 2 seconds.
4, 3. Wait, I was early. 3, 2, 1. 26-minute mark. Nope, still going. Okay,
still going. Okay. So, yeah, but comment down below if you want to actually watch us talk about different things besides, like, comic book stuff or...
Give us suggestions.
Give us suggestions. Comment down below. And while you're down there, give us a good old like. Hit that subscribe button. And next to that subscribe button, that bell icon every time. Yep. Actually gives you updates on when we're going to release new videos. And we try to release them pretty often, at least once a week. This week, you dropped a couple down with Danny.
Yep.
So Danny is showing how to play some new board games.
Awesome games. Also, I don't know if I told you, I kicked our Patreon back in.
Sweet!
And that's where you'll see the uncut versions behind the scenes.
Oh no! Don't do the one with me picking my boogers.
Oh, too late. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's where you can see it uncut. That and our interviews. I put up an interview, a phone interview I did the other day.
Yeah, so uncut. Yeah, so that's you guys are going to
Albuquerque
for a con this weekend. So
yes, Albuquerque Comic Con.
Yeah, so
see Carl Weathers.
Yeah, do the hand thingy.
Do the magic hand thingy, baby.
And you watched us review Mandalorian, so you should know what that's about. But either way, join our Patreon. And if you also want, I don't know if we have live subscribers on YouTube. It's like a Patreon thing, like a follower thing.
We do. I think you have to go YouTube live before you actually get super chat.
No, not the super chat. There's actually a button below where you can join.
A paid version?
Version of YouTube. We'll figure that out.
We don't have any. If we do, we don't have anything in a paid version right now.
But yeah, I think that's it from us. We talked enough about don't F with cats. I mean, it's a messed up series.
Don't F for that documentary.
It's a messed up series. But I think that's it from us this week. Thank you for... clicking on this video and actually watching us discuss.
Getting us closer to 10 million subscribers.
Yeah. Well, one day. But I think that's it. My name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I am Troy, also with Talk Nerdy to Me.
And I think we will see you nerds next week.
Later, nerds.
Bye, nerds. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or EVE? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.